Meatloaf. Born Marvin Lee Day in Texas in 1947, his music career spans six decades, the earlier of which that saw the most success. It was in fact the duo of Steinman and Meatloaf that crafted the soundtracks of generations. They started work on Bat Out of Hell in 1972, but it was a marathon five-year journey to its eventual release, and then took another year to really connect with the masses. But man, when it finally did, it went on to sell over 43 million copies, and to date is the biggest selling album in Australia and remains one of the top 10 selling albums of all time. A string of albums into the early 90s did little for the bank balance, so he jumped back in bed with Steinman to build Bat Out of Hell 2, Back to Hell, producing the global number one hit.
And I would do anything for love, but I won't do love.
I mean, I want to be great. I'm okay, I'm pretty good, but I haven't reached the level that I want to reach.
100 million albums in sales, and a lot of work on the big screen, appearing in over 65 titles, including Fight Club, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Wayne's World, and South Park, just to name a few.
What?
Where are you going, son?
Oh, gosh.
Come back to us. We're over here.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Chef, man. Sorry.
Okay, son, but this song is about Meredith Baxter Burney, all right? Yeah, have a taco.
Oh, taco, great. I need a taco.
Well, in the words immortalized by the great man back in the 70s, he's done just that. Meatloaf spent his last week in a Nashville ICU after contracting the Rona and passed away with his wife Deborah at his side.
Heaven can wait. And a band of angels wrapped up in.
A statement from his family reads, "From his heart to your souls, don't ever stop rocking." Rest in peace, Meatloaf.